Okay, so once again, the Gemara starts Pei Vav Amud Beis, and it goes to Pei Zayin Amud Aleph. We're going to do this Tosos of Mishnah on top of Pei Zayin Amud Aleph. But it begins by the Gemara asks, it says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, where you have to do a new, you have to do a Shechita on a bird and then a Kisa on the bird. And then you have to do a new Shechita on the Chaya, right? It has to be two, you have to do Kisa in between. You can't do one Kisa for both of them. So Gemara says, but you still, according to him, you don't have to make a new bracha on the Shechita. Okay, the first bracha made in Shechita for the oaf will work for the Chaya, even though you did Kisa in between. The Kisa is not a hefsek. And then Gemara says, what's the difference between that and Birchas HaMazon? The people are eating and they say they want to make, they want a bench. Then if they want to continue to drinking, if they change their mind, the benching would constitute, even the Gemara's Das, that they're done, is going to would constitute a hefsek, and they have to make a new bracha on the, at least a new bracha on the a new bracha on the bur, on the wine that they're going to drink. So why is there a difference between, why is benching a hefsek but kiso is not? So the Gemara answers, hachi hashta hasa mishta bruchi v'adi dali lo hefsher. It's impossible to say birchas hamazon and drink at the same time. Hacha, but by kisoy, after the shecha b'chad b'chad b'chad, it's possible to shech with one hand and do kisoy with the other. And Rashi says, Hilkach, ki amar hav livrach, nasdu da'itim lifsuk milishtos, since it's impossible to de birchas hamazon to drink, once you say let's bench, you've decided to stop drinking. Aval zeh, but by the kisa in the shechita case, alvi sheyodesh yechas adam rishon, though he knows he has to do kisa in the first dam, lo yisiach daitim shechita, he's not done doing shechita necessarily. V'chol shait is man shechita, it's always man shechita, afilu b'shas kisoi, after the shechem b'chad yadim b'chad yadim b'chad yadim. So the shas kisoi doesn't expire, so to speak, because you could always be doing shechita. Okay. So we'd like to define this Gemara's chiluk and do this top tosos. So we want to try to define, we want to try to define the Gemara's answer according to Rashi. To me, I don't know if, you know, I didn't really prepare the Rashi or the tosos, but I think one thing that jumps out at me from Rashi is that line he says. You see, what jumps out at you from Rashi? Anything sticks out as being a clue to where he's going?
Whereas that's different from the das of Havli Lavrich.
Okay, it's true. Is whether he's nosing das lifsok or he's not mesiach das. That's true. That's definitely there. But I was thinking when he says v'chol shaita zman shchita hi lo. Rashi seems to be introducing this new idea of a Zman Shechita. It's always a Zman Shechita. As opposed to in the case of benching, it's like not a Shas, it's not a Zman Shtia. Benching is not a Zman Shtia. But during Kisoy is a Shas Shechita. Okay, so there's a basic definition for Rashi, very basic definition, is that the Kisoy and the Shechita are, in a sense, conceptually unrelated activities, since they can be do them simultaneously. Right, there's like no reason why doing the kisoy has anything to do with doing the shechita. It's a zman shechita, and the fact that you're also doing kisoy, it's irrelevant. It has no relationship. There's no real relationship between the kisoy and the shechita in this framework. There's another relationship, you know, but it's leaving that aside. In this framework, in terms of hefsek, why is one hefsek and the other that you can be done simultaneously? And therefore, they're unrelated. But what makes the Berachas HaMazon and the Shtia related to each other is the practical impossibility of doing them both together. That's the mitzarif. They're practically a tarti disaster. They're practical tarti disaster. And therefore, that's what relates them. And therefore, now I say that once I'm benching, it's no longer shas. It's no longer zman Shtia. This is man Shtia. This is man bracha. And those two zmanim can't simultaneously be both. Either it's a zman shti or it's a zman bracha. And once you're involved in the zman bracha, you say you want a bench, so then the zman shti is over and the zman bracha begins. And therefore, if you want to have a new kfias for shti, you're going to have to make a new bracha. But And the reason is because the same Zman can't be defined as both Zman Bracha and Zman Shtia, because they're practically impossible to be done simultaneously. It's hard to answer. But Shchita and Kisoy, since they can be done simultaneously, I can define this as Zman Shchita, and it's a Zman of Kisoy. There's no impossibility. It can be defined as both. Right? It's interesting Rashi brings an idea of a Zman. I'm not sure if there's anything more to make of that. I wouldn't have formulated it that way. You'll see in the Tosas, I'm not going to look at it that way. Maybe that is a better way to look at it. Maybe we'll come back to that. But it seems on the one hand, Rashi, the emphasis is clearly on Hesach Hadas, where the Gavra's Mesiach Das when doing Shchita. It's what the Gavra's Kvias is, whether he's going to be doing Shchita or going to be doing Shtia or not. On the other hand, that line, V'chol Shait is Man Shchita Hilo.
It seems like it's just adding. It's not, I don't know if it's a new point.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so we can leave it alone. If we want, we could formulate in terms of the Gavra, the Kvias of the Gavra. He can't be simultaneously Kavua for drinking and Bracha. That's an impossible kvias. But you could have a kvias for shchita and kisoy. Right? So once he says he wants to be mevarech, so clearly he's done with his kvias of shtia and he wants to make bracha because they're practically a tartius asri. But by shchita and kisoy, since they're able to be done simultaneously, he could be koveh for shtia and yachad, and there's no tartius asri. There's no possibility. Okay, good. So Tosas like this: Mishta Bruchi Vade Dayla Afshar. Okay, Mikan Hayomer Haraver Beinu Yantif Sheim Amad Meachilaso Mispalel. So if he gets up from his eating and he davens, Kishechoser Ubalechol Sarach Levarich Berchas Amazon Velito Yadav Levarich Hamotzi. So if a person during his meal gets up and davens, when he comes back to eat, he has to bench. Okay, like the Ritva. This is not like the Sheet of the Tosas, like the Sheet of the Ritva. Rabbeinu Yantif doesn't hold like Tosas. And he has to wash his hands and make a new Birchos Hamotzi. Why? Why is that a hafsik? Because it's the same thing. Just like benching and just like Birchos Hamazon and shtia can't be done together, so too you can't eat and daven simultaneously. Okay, makes sense why he's making that equation.
Because.
Yeah, does it make sense?
Yes, no.
Right, another one. Right, simple. You can't daven and eat at the same time. Therefore, if you daven, it's a hefsek from your eating, and you have to make a new bracha when you come back.
You're saying in terms of brachos can't exist.
That's what the Gemara said. Isn't what the Gemara says? That bruchi, mishta bruchi v'adadadi lo efshar, and therefore you have to make a new bracha once you have a mind to bench. So too, once you have a mind to daven, if you actually do daven, when you come back, you're going to have to make a new bracha.
Isn't he saying due to the aspect that davening has brachos in it?
No. I don't think it's that. I think it's just the idea is that you can't daven and eat at the same time. So davening is a hefsek in your achila. Right? I mean, it's almost like you would think that that's pashat, simple pshan, the Gemara. Or why would you think not?
Yeah.
Right? That's the Gemara saying. Yeah. The question is basically the Gemara is saying, giving you a simple formula. When is activity B a hefsek from activity A? So the Gemara is saying, if you could do them simultaneously, it's not a hefsek. If you can do them simultaneously, then activity B is a hefsek in activity A. And davening can't be done simultaneously while you're eating, and therefore, so davening should be a hefsek in the suda and in the achila. Right? If we go by that simple formula, the way we define Rashi, there's the simplest way to learn it. So Rabbeinu Yantif is correct. Okay. So Tosas.
Are we able to understand that idea a little bit better? Just because it's you can't do it simultaneously, it's considered a hefsek?
Okay, that's what I was trying to say for Rashi. What I was just trying to say on a basic approach is that the Gemara is saying that a person can multitask. A person can do multiple things at once. And like Shechita and Kisoy, why can't you, just because you're doing Kisoy doesn't mean you're not doing Shechita. So therefore, just because I take up a new activity of Kisoy doesn't mean I'm done doing Shechita. And I can be doing Shechita Kolzman, Kol Shaitazman Shechita Hilo. And I'm multitasking. Because since they're possible to be done simultaneously, I'm doing multiple activities. The only time I say that a person is not multitasking is when the activities are intrinsically impossible to be done simultaneously. So then I say what you're doing is you're stopping to do activity A, and now you're doing activity B. And then when you go back to activity A, it's like a new beginning. And you have to make a new bracha, because you can't multitask when the two things can't be... Multitasking means doing multiple things at once. You have multiple kviases. You're doing multiple... You're involved in... You're being kovei yourself for multiple things.
Right.
But how can you cover yourself for multiple things when they can't be done simultaneously? Then you have to first do them in sequence. First do A, then do B, and then come back and do A.
Right.
But that's not, you can't say I have a kvias for A while I'm doing B, because B is, while I'm doing B, it's intrinsically impossible to do A.
Right. Okay, I see.
Right. I mean, I think it's I think that the key is you have to look at it in terms of the kvias of the gavra. That's why I may not make a big deal of that Rashi. But the idea is the Gavra, what activity is he set up to do? Is he focused on? His haskus, what's he involved in? And the Gemara is saying you can be involved in multiple things simultaneously. Not a problem. So long as those multiple things, right, we don't say a person can only do one thing at a time. But a person can chew gum and walk. It's possible. Right, with Gemara, that's possible. And since he can do them both, he's koveya for both of them simultaneously. Even if he happens not to be walking, he could be koveya for walking. Even if he takes a break, just because he's chewing gum, doesn't mean anything. Okay, so long as they're capable of being done together, I look at them as their separate tracks, so to speak. Okay. But if they can't be done simultaneously, then I say that you have to be going from one to the other. And beginning the next one is like ends the first one, and then you're going back and forth. And each time you have to end the prior Hasaskus and take up a new activity. And you have to make a new bracha each time you begin the activity anew, because you can't do them both at the same time. That's the Gemara. And then Rabbi Yontif says if that's the case, then davening and achila is the exact same thing. Okay, so let's see the Tosfos. That's the real, I think, the lamdas here is in the Shitas Tosfos. And that, as I was saying, I think Rabbeinu Yontif is what you would think when you read the Gemara initially. That seems to be what the Gemara is saying. It's a very reasonable approach, but Tosfos seems to has problems with it. He says Veinira, the lo dami klal. You cannot compare those situations, davening in the middle of the meal, to saying you want a bench in the middle of the meal. You can't compare them at all. Mishum dahacha havinavrich havigmar davar, saying you want a bench, that's the conclusion of the suda. V'have hefsek, and therefore it interrupts the suda. V'chen kisoy, and kisoy also is the gemar of the shechita. V'shachat v'chasa, you do shechita and then you cover the blood. It's the gemar hashechita. Ilav efshabadi adadi, were not for the fact that kisoy, which is the gemar shechita. The only reason it's not hefsik is because you could do shechita and kisoy together. But the Gemara is only dealing in categories of things that are a Gemara. If it's a Gemara, then it's totally on whether it's efshar to do simultaneously or not. But if it's not a Gemara, it could care less. Aval tefila, lo havi Gemara suda. Tefila has nothing to do with suda. It's impossible to do. Who cares? The premise of the Gemara is that we're dealing in things that are a Gemara, that are conclusions. Things that are conclusions, sometimes they interrupt, sometimes they don't, depending on whether efshar or not. But tefillah, which is not a gemar, no, who cares? It's irrelevant. It's not a hefsek, never. Da'atu im birich besuda al har'emim o afilu bar pir gafen yitzarach lito yadav. If you hear thunder in the middle of the meal and you make a ma'isa bracious or a kochuk v'raso, right, I don't know. Or you make a bar pir gafen on wine, you want to drink some wine in the middle of the meal. right? You have to make a new wash your hands and make a new hamotzi. Mishun demechel bruchi ba'ad dadi la'afshar, because you can't simultaneously eat bread and make a bracha on wine or make a bracha on thunder. Right? Nobody says that. Ubehedji amrin and barbi psachins, open gemara psachim, the ima nichum mektus chaver of akurag, lavleach basic knesses, kashem chos ain tun in bracha loma fair lo katchila, alphabishis barbin tayim. It's open gemara that if, so long as you leave somebody there and you go and daven, you don't need a bracha, even though you davened in between. Okay, so let's leave off that last gemara psachim, because there's a Ranam Sachem which tries to answer that. Because the Rabbeinu Yontif is like the Rif. And I think the Rambam also, they say. So Rabbeinu Yontif has company. Okay, he's not alone. But and they try to answer that case. So let's leave that off for right now. We'll come back to it if we have a chance. Okay, but let's just take up that Tosas' position. What is Tosas' far here? Okay, what is his far? That the Gemara is saying, Hachi Hashta. That you can't drink and make brachos and mazon simultaneously. Yes, that's, and therefore it's a hefsek, because in addition to that, brachos and mazon is a gemar suda. But shchita, but kisoy, which is a gemar of shchita, concludes the shchita, since it's efshar, the mishacha b'chad and mechas b'chada, it's not a hefsek, even though it's a gemar. But the gemar never proposes an idea that davening, which has nothing to do with Suda, is not a gemar. Even though it's true, it's Yafshar. The gemar never has a havamina that would be a problem. Right? You need two factors. You need gemar, and you need Yafshar. Either one alone will not be a hafsik, according to Tosfos. Tfila is Yafshar to do with eating, but it's not a gemar. And kisoy is a gemar, but it is Yafshar to do with shchita. And both those things are not a hefsek. The only time it's a hefsek is when it's both a gemar and a efshar, and that would be b'chas amazon while you're drinking. Okay, so what kind of formulation is Tosos proposing? What's the gemar's maskana according to Tosos? A general type of problem, but you say each one alone that isn't a hefsek. So why, when they're together, are they hefsek? What's the relationship between these two things such that they should join forces to create a hefsek? Each one alone is an hefsek, so now you have them both. Who cares? Right? How do they mitzarif these two principles together? Just like in a methodology point, is like there's a problem that you do run into in halacha. I won't say all the time, but it happens frequently enough, where you have two factors, and each one alone doesn't get the job done. And then when they come together, you have to figure out how they relate to each other, right? So I guess there's different ways you can come to that. I think you're taking a good step, Yisrael, by saying that the Iker is the Gemar, and now you have two types of Gemars, whether it's Efshar or Efshar, right? It's a good step to say which one is the main thing. I think that it's I'm not, there's probably other ways to go, but it's certainly one way to resolve it, is to make one the primary quality, and the second requirement a particular of that. Meaning gemar is the essence, and there's a gemar that's where it's efshar to do simultaneously with activity it's completing, and there's a gemar where it's efshar to do simultaneously with activity it's completing. Two types of gemars. And I think the reason why it makes sense to go that way is for, I would say, three reasons over here. Okay? One is because that was the gemar's havamina. The gemar's havamina was that the entire essence is the Gemar, because it doesn't have this idea of Efshar and Lo Efshar. So more originally, that was Gemara's premise of the question. Mimonoshach, is the Gemar a problem or not? Does it constitute a hefsek intrinsically or not? Gemara says, well, it depends whether the Gemar is a Efshar or Yefshar. So it makes sense that if the Havamina was Gemar alone should do it, that the Maskana should be saying Efshar and Yefshar is a quality in Gemar, as opposed to the other way, to say that Efshar and Yefshar becomes a primary quality and then Gemar is a super, you know what I mean? It doesn't. Once you see the Gemar had Gemar independently, it makes sense to say that's the Iker. I think that's an important methodological point. You could see from the Havamina what was the main factor here. Okay, that's one good step. And you're going that way. I'm not sure intuitively that's why you're going that way. The other way is from Tosfos, is his Lashon, he says, Delo Dami Klal, Mishum Dehacha Hav Nivr Havi Gemar Davar. Delo Dami Klal, he's saying it's completely different. He's saying you're picking the quality of Efshar and Yefshar, and you're raising that to the entire Maskana. Rav Rabbeinu Yontif, that's the whole thing according to you. But lo da miklal, it's completely off, because gemar davar is the essence. So if the klal kind of gives it away a little bit, that it's completely off. You're missing the entire essential sugya, Tosis is saying. The whole sugya is a sugya of gemar davar. When is a gemar davar a hefsek or not? But you're forgetting gemar davar, and you're thinking that gemar is making a whole new move into a new world of Eshar and Yefshar. That's missing the essence of the sugya. So that's the other thing from the Lashon of Tosos. And the third reason I would say is that it makes sense to make the gemar the essence, is because, and this is, you know, this is, it's up to you or not. This is more of my, you know, the two reasons, the other two reasons are more solid. Lashon of Tosos, the gemar, in fact, the gemar is a habmina. But to me, gemar is like a very strong conceptual idea. It's an idea of conclusion. It concludes something. Efshar and Yefshar, it's like a practical impossibility. Do you know what I mean? And while gemar is a conceptual conclusion of the activity, it's a more intimate, intrinsic relationship between the prime, the activity itself, and its conclusion, as opposed to like efshar and yefshar. It's like practically, can you eat and make a bracha at the same time? So I would say when you have two factors, one is like an essential, intrinsic link to the sugya, and the other is just a practical, accidental link. Relationship that the essence should be, you focus more on the essential one, and the accidental one becomes a quality in it. But I don't want to make any general principles, just, you know, why I'm going this way, and I'm seeing you going that way also, just to, you know, reinforce it. Okay, but still, even if you say this, you still have to define, according to Tosos, what are the two types of gemar. Gemar is the essence of the sugya. The only way you have a hefsek, according to Tosos, or at least the way the sugya is dealing with, is when I have an activity A, and then I have a gemar for the activity, a concluding a way to conclude that activity. So the gemar is saying, you were on the Havmina said, look, Miman of Shach, is a gemar, when you do the gemar, does that demand a new bracha, or not, when you start the activity again? And the gemar says, no, it depends. If you have gemar type A, where it's impossible to do the gemar with the activity it's concluding simultaneously, then yes, it really concludes it, and if you start the activity again, like eating again, you're going to have to make a new bracha. But if you have a gemar type B, like kisoy, where it's positive kisoy simultaneously with shechita, then even though you're doing the gemar of the activity, it's still the shechita can continue. So maybe we could try to define now what is the difference between gemar type A and gemar type B. Okay, but the essence is gemar and two types of a gemar. Okay, I'll say like this, is that there's two types of gemars, right? There's a gemar, which is an intrinsic conclusion of the activity itself, where it's like built into the very activity. Some activities have clearly defined beginnings, middles, and ends. Okay, and that's a type of a gemar where it's the natural conclusion of the activity, inherent in the activity itself. Okay, so let's say, for example, okay, this might not be a beautiful example, but this is my example. Let's say I had like a scavenger race. Okay? Everybody's got to come up. They have to find 10 coins or something. And the first person to find 10 coins wins the race. Right? So there's a beginning. I say, and Rosh gets that go, pow, shoot the gun. Everybody starts looking. There's the middle of the thing where everybody's looking around and they're trying to, you know, find things. During that middle, you might have a person who davens or whatever it is. It doesn't mean the race is over. Just because he davens, he can't daven. He's paused. He's in the middle of the race. He's davening. Okay. And the conclusion is once some person finds 10 coins, so then the race is over. Right? But that's inherently, that's, so to speak, the very end of the activity. That's the end, so to speak, intrinsic in the very definition of what the activity is. There's a beginning, middle, and end. Okay, so you begin it with the on your marks, get set, go. There's the whole middle of the thing, and then there's the end. Birchos HaMazon is like that. Okay, that's the way meals work. You make a bracha, bracha rishona, then you eat, and then you bench. And that's the beginning, the haschala of the achila. The beginning of the achila is the bracha rishona hamotzi. The middle is the eating, and the end is the birchos HaMazon. Right, once you conclude the middle, the ultimate conclusion, the ultimate gemar, what really finishes the meal is the Berachos HaMazon. And then you begin the next meal. And meals in halacha are they're very well defined discrete entities which have beginning, middles, and ends, and then you go from one meal to the next meal to the next meal. Okay. On the other hand, you could have a different type of a gemar, okay, like kisoy, where you have the underlying process and activity of shechita, and shechita can have multiple animals, right? You can shech many, many birds, many animals. And then, so after you're done, you so to speak, it's that activity has to be followed by a second activity. You can't just stop and leave it there after the shechita, but you must conclude the shechita with another activity of kisoy. But conceptually, the kisoy is not, it's not that the shechita and kisoy form one activity. They're not two parts to one activity, the beginning and the end. It's the process of kisoy is the concluding process after the process of shechita. Okay. What makes it a gemar is that after you begin the shechita, only after you begin shechita do you have to do kisoy, and after you conclude the shechita, you're going to have to do a kisoy. Meaning to say, let's say I'm shechting 100 birds, right? So I'm going to have to do a kisoy for 100 birds. So I can't do the kisoy before I do the shechita, right? Shechita has to come first. You can't cover blood if there's no shechita, right? So shechita begins the whole process. I start doing shechita, and then after I do my last shechita, the 100th bird, I'm going to have to do a kisoy after that, obviously, because there's going to be blood from the final shechita. Okay, but there's nothing to say that the two processes can't run parallel to each other. That's after I start doing the shechita on the first bird, I start doing kisoy while I'm doing shechita with the next one, right? And as I'm doing shechita on them, those middle 98, you know, eight birds, I'm doing kisoy on the prior one. Just the only thing is, obviously on the last bird, I can't do kisoy while I'm doing the shechita. First I do the shechita on the last bird, then I do the kisoy. So in a sense, the kisoy has to begin after the kisoy and it has to end after the kisoy. It's a gemar in that sense. It begins after and it ends after. And it has to follow it. But in a sense, there are two processes. It's just the two independent processes run parallel, but they have a relationship to each other of one is the underlying process and one is the completion of that, completes that process A by being followed by process B. But they're really two separate processes. Okay, well, I was thinking an example would be, like, let's just say you had to clean up. There's a cleanup from the scavenger hunt. I don't know. Scavenger hunts make a lot of mess, and you have to clean up from them. So in theory, after, you know, one way to do it is after the race is all over, then you get, you know, cleanup crew come in, and they start cleaning up, right, from all the mess that the people left behind, the coins that weren't found, or the garbage that people dumped, or the, you know, when they turned over things to, right? So you could do that, put everything back in its place. You could clean up, you know, clean up all the toys, all the stuff afterwards. But conceptually, there's no real reason why you can't start the cleanup in the middle of the race. Obviously, you can't clean up before it began because there's nothing to clean up. But once the race starts and the mess starts being made, so while the race is going on, you could start the cleanup. It's just going to have to start after the race begins, and the cleanup is going to have to conclude after the race ends because there's going to be, you know, I don't know, mess left over from the race. Maybe race is not a great example. Maybe playing with toys or whatever. Kids playing with toys. That's probably a bad example. Kids play with toys, you can start cleaning up while they're still playing. But after they're done, you're going to have to clean up afterwards. Okay, so conceptually, there's the process A, the beginning activity of playing with the toys. And then there's process B, which has to come afterwards and so to speak, finishes that of cleaning up. And there's two separate processes, but there's no reason they can't overlap and run in parallel to each other. But what you call it a gemar because A has to follow it. Sorry, B has to follow A in the sense that its beginning is after A and its end is after the end of A. And in that sense, that one is a gemar for the other one. They have that conceptual relationship between each other, that the secondary process begins after the primary process starts and the secondary process ends after the primary process ends. That's that. In that sense, it's a gemar. But the gemar is saying that kind of a gemar doesn't end the underlying process. You could be involved in shechita while you're doing kisoy, just like you can be involved in playing with toys while you're putting away the original toys you started playing with, and you're playing with the new ones. There's nothing about cleaning up that means that you're not still playing. You can still be playing while you're cleaning up. Okay, but a process which has an intrinsic end, it doesn't make sense to say that once somebody's found all 10 coins and the race is over, that you're still in the middle of the race. You can't simultaneously be having a race while it's concluded. It's just by definition, it's a conclusion. So Gemara is saying is that bracha, since it's yavsha to do, it's that kind of a gemar. It's not a process that runs in parallel with it. It's a kind of a gemara that it becomes intrinsically part of the suda. The fact that it can't be done while it's a suda, that makes it the way a suda ends. You have to wait till the suda is done, then you do the bracha. Okay, it forces the fact that that's what the criteria which tells you whether it becomes two parallel processes or it becomes a separate independent concluding piece of the process. Since you can't do the Birchas HaMazon until you're done eating, it becomes like the Tzura of a Suda. The Tzura of a Suda is Bracha Rishona, Suda, Bracha Achrona. That becomes the very form and the definition of what Suda really is. Okay, but Kisoy and Shechita, it's a much messier relationship. Since there's no reason to say that you can't begin the Kisoy while doing the Shechita, it's not as simple as the Pasuk lays out, V'shachat V'chasa. It's not like that. It becomes two separate independent processes that have a relationship of a Gemar to the primary process, but it's not in the same way. It doesn't become part of the very definition of the activity itself. Yes, so it's true you can't do, in the framework of one shechita, then it's going to be just like Birchas HaMazon. It's going to look like that. There's going to be shechita and then kisoy, and it's going to look like that's together. But like the Mishnah says, that shechita really is a process. That shachat me'achayos makom echad kisa echad lekulam. That there's an idea of you're involved in a process shechita. Shechita is not really shechita of one animal, it's like a process of shechita on many animals. Mm-hmm. And when you're done with that process, then there's a process of kisoy. Right? And conceptually, though, you can begin the kisoy even before you're really fully done with the process of shechita. It's true. If you look at the case, just in the case of one animal, it's a little bit misleading. But that's why you have to bring in the case where you're doing two shechitas and a kisoy for both of them, you know, or one kisoy for both, whatever it is. And then you realize that shechita is a little bit, is a process, less than an individual activity. It's a more of a as an extension. Right. You're right, correct. If you just look at it in the case of one animal, you can't really see this idea. Because yes, then obviously you can't do kisa until you do the shechita. The impossibility of doing Birchas HaMazon during the meal makes it part of the very tzura, the very form of the meal, that it's Bracha Rishona, eat Birchas HaMazon. And the fact that it can't be done simultaneously makes it clearly defined parts. That's what makes it that way. But because Shechita and Kisa can overlap with each other, it doesn't have that simple, easily definable segments. It rather becomes two separate things that A is Mechayv to do B, right? Shechita is Mechayv to do Kisoy, but it doesn't become one simple, well-defined process with two different parts. Rather becomes two overlapping processes that have a certain relationship to each other, that one is the finite completion of the other, but they run, so to speak, in parallel to each other. They don't become parts of one sequential activity. Right. And that's what Tosis is saying, that's the Gemara. He's saying that's how they explain the Gemara, that when I do the Gemara of Birchas HaMazon, then if I want to eat again, it's by definition a new meal. It's like once the race is over and it's won, if you want to start, you have to play a new race. They have to start again. You can't continue the race. It's over. It's finished. Birchas HaMazon, by definition, finishes the meal. It's right. But Shechita and Kisa, it's not true. It's not true. I can be involved in the Gemar process of Kisoy and still the Shechita is going on. It's like you'd be cleaning up the toys while you're playing with the other ones. You're not starting again to play a toy. It's just you started cleaning up before you were finished playing. It's fine. You can do that. You're able to do that. It depends what kind of Gemar you're dealing with. If it's a Gemar that became created like a linear sequence of Haskala, Emtsai, and Gemar, that's like Birchas HaMazon, or not. Or if it's not so well defined, then the Gemar is saying because it's Efshar, it becomes like a little bit of a messier relationship and not becomes one clearly defined sequence of parts of an activity. And then they can overlap. And then you don't say that once I'm doing Kisoy, my Shechita is finished. No. Your shechita is still going on. It's true, after you finish the shechita, you still have to do kisoy, and the kisoy had to begin after the shechita, but that doesn't mean that they can't overlap with each other, and that doing kisoy means I'm not doing shechita anymore. No, I'm doing them simultaneously, and I'm multitasking, and I'm making a bracha, and I don't have to make a new bracha.